Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
It's time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. The break is over and action is set to resume. For the latest, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Chris, and for the second time now, a handful of Bayern Munich players got caught up with a COVID connection, including goalkeeper Manuel Neuer. What impact will this have on the defending champions who kick off versus Gladbach on Friday?
Yeah, you mentioned, you know, first off, let me say Happy New Year. Hopefully everyone entered into 2022 safely, you know. But regarding the pitch in Bayern Munich, Manuel Neuer is the biggest loss without question. He's started every match except one. You know, Sven Ulreich has only made one appearance. Obviously, this could mean some better scoring possibilities for Gladbach come Friday night. You know, the other two Bayern Munich players, Kingsley Coman, you know, he's recently been injured. He's always getting injured, but he is productive when he's healthy. You know, but Coman should not be a big issue because, you know, you have the resurgence of Leroy Sané at Bayern Munich right now, and he's filling the void very nicely at the wing. Carino Tolisso is another player who came down with COVID. He's been a player that, you know, seems to be on the trading block for Julian Nagelsmann. So pedal back to Manuel Neuer. He's going to be the biggest and most important piece missing, you know. But I think when you look at Bayern Munich and where they are in the standings, and you talk about Gladbach, I mean, Gladbach have been horrific, you know, coming down to the first half of the season towards the tail end, you know. So I don't think even a loss, dropping points, won't hurt the defending champions too much, because when you look at the standings, they have 9 points over Dortmund. You do the math, I mean, that can be 3 games without scoring any points at all and suffering defeats. And then the table will get interesting at that point. You know, so I think it's kind of a bittersweet situation for Bayern Munich. I think domestically they should be fine. The Champions League could be another issue. You know, we don't know how long Manuel Neuer could be out. We saw Joshua Kimmich. He dealt with this, you know, for an extended period of time. Hopefully Manuel Neuer, their captain and their goalkeeper, is back healthy sooner rather than later, because they'll definitely need him between the posts.
Dortmund's Erling Haaland put a smile on some people's faces while away on holiday in Spain as he hinted about his future. Will we see his farewell tour the second half?
Well, you know, it's funny that you say that, because one of the tail end of the games during the first half, Haaland was giving an extended ovation, you know, to the crowd. You know, many people read that and felt that that might have indicated that he surely would be departing the club soon. Everyone in the world knows that he's a high price tag. Everyone is salivating after him. And the recent hint he gave, you know, while on holiday in Spain in Marbella, you know, I've been there with Dortmund during their training camp, a beautiful place, you know, but he hinted to fans that he will be in Spain. Now the question comes, how soon will he be in Spain? You know, Dortmund have, you know, they have their door into the Europa League, trying to get into that competition because the Champions League didn't go so well. You know, but I do know that two Spanish clubs really want Erling Haaland, Real Madrid and Barcelona. You know, I think Real Madrid probably look like the best fit right now. You know, and it looks like they need someone to fill that void, you know, that superstar, you know, to fill those boots. Erling Haaland has definitely been that in the Bundesliga. He's good for a goal basically every time he touches the pitch, you know. And just the way Dortmund has been hit or miss, I think Dortmund, it's a tall order for Dortmund to keep on to Erling Haaland. They'll have to win the Europa League. They'll have to do something extraordinary to keep Haaland in the Dortmund jersey. Otherwise, I definitely see him departing, you know, and you have to believe what he said with his own mouth. I mean, Spain is the destination, so I look forward to that big announcement to hit the airwaves come the summer transfer window for sure.
Chris, as you've mentioned, spots 3 to 7 are so close on points, a side could gain some heavy leverage with a victory. What are some of the games we should look out for?
Well, you know, yeah, as I mentioned, you know, Freiburg's at number 3, then followed by Leverkusen, Hoffenheim, Frankfurt, and Union Berlin. You know, I think Leverkusen, they're at 28 points. They host Union Berlin, who's on 27 points. The last time these two sides met, it was a draw. This can be a very electric match. I do think it could hurt Union Berlin because they'll be without, you know, a main part of their offense in Tewo Awoniyi. He's playing for the Super Eagles in the AFCON with Nigeria, so he'll be out, you know, for a few weeks. And that obviously is not leaving a smile on the faces at Union Berlin, because, you know, he's been instrumental all season. So that could possibly give Leverkusen the slight advantage, you know, when you have the stellar Nigerian off the roster in that meeting. Another fixture that stands out to me is Frankfurt hosting Dortmund. You know, the first time these sides met in the first half of the season, Dortmund ran rampant over Frankfurt, defeating them 5-2. This could be some payback. Frankfurt finished, you know, the first half, you know, kind of strong, you know, more wins than losses. They picked up points. Maybe this is some momentum. You know, in Dortmund, we saw how Dortmund, you know, finished. They were defeated by Hertha Berlin. Not the best way, you know, to start the break and so on. So it should be interesting. And all eyes will be on Erling Haaland, because everyone knows what he hinted to the fans in Spain. So I'm sure he'll be hearing this every time he's on the pitch again. So that should be a very electric match as well. Other than that, there are just a few mismatches as far as fixtures are concerned.
And as usual, Chris, just like always, what else has hit your radar this week?
A few things. You know, COVID obviously is big news everywhere in the world right now. Jurgen Klopp, the former Dortmund manager, been talking about Dortmund. He tested positive, you know, a positive test. If it's confirmed, he's expected to be out, you know, and he's the one that came out saying that he'd be afraid not to sign players that are not vaccinated. So given that Klopp is vaccinated, I think that his time away will not be as long. You know, that should be very interesting. And then the winter transfer window has opened. The winter transfer window is open right now in the Bundesliga. And a lot of those clubs might not be interested in signing unvaccinated players. Not much noise in terms of transfers right now. But all in all, those are the things that hit my radar.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington, from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a fantastic day further.
Danke und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Aidan Hewitt and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Presch. And graphics are provided by David Scullard.